responses of David are primarily from Psalm 23 and other portions of Scripture. As the ashes were placed on your forehead just a short time ago, we heard those haunting words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." As it was for Adam and Eve, so it is also for us. It's a sign of our mortality, a reminder of that. But just as God already promised a Savior to Adam and Eve, so he promises that through our faith in that same Jesus, the Savior, we have the assurance of our complete forgiveness, as well as the assurance of eternal life that he earned for us on the cross. Throughout the Lenten season, we are going to hear the stories of several biblical figures whose lives were transformed by God's amazing grace. We begin this evening with the story of a representative of our fallen humanity, God's servant David.
I was the youngest son of my father Jesse.
And as the youngest son of Jesse, and with his family roots in the village of Bethlehem, David had humble beginnings. All that David had and all that he would be was a credit to the grace and mercy of God. His early life in Bethlehem reminds us of Jesus' humble birth in a manger in that same village. Jesus grew up and began his ministry. We see his life as one of great humility. And through his humility and his obedience to the Father's will, which led him to that cross, all of us are blessed to have received by faith the fullness of God's grace, which raises up the lowly and the weak and humble and fills our life to overflowing with God's grace and blessings.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
When Saul, the first king of Israel, had fallen out of favor with God, the prophet Samuel was sent to Bethlehem to look for a king among Jesse's 8 sons. Well, Samuel examined the oldest 7, but none were found to be the one who was selected by God. For the Lord said to Samuel, "The Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." A good insight for us to take to heart. Well, there was one other son, David, who was out tending the flocks, and Samuel called for David, and the Lord said to the prophet, "Rise and anoint him, for he is the one." Well, later this humble shepherd was anointed as the king of Israel. And there he acknowledged who the true shepherd of Israel was when he wrote,
"The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
Yes, David called the Lord his shepherd. And we know by faith that Jesus Christ is our good shepherd, who cares for all of humanity, especially for the sheep of his pasture. As the Spirit of God settled on David, so the Spirit of God settled on Jesus at his baptism, as he settles on us at our baptism. And at his baptism of Jesus, the Heavenly Father proclaimed, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And then Jesus began his mission to lead all people to faith in him and to restore to us the joy of our salvation.
The Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
King Saul would first learn of David as a young man skilled in the playing of the lyre. And he sent for him, hoping that his music would bring him relief from his deeply troubled spirit. Years later, after David had defeated Goliath in that epic battle we remember, Saul appointed David to lead the armies of Israel against their foes. David became a mighty warrior, and He was blessed with much success. But when David came home in victory, the people would chant, "Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s." And this only incurred the jealousy and wrath of Saul, so that David had to flee for his life.
"Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me."
God's grace was with David. He protected David and provided food for him and his followers. As David was cared for by God, so David cared for even the life of his chief adversary, King Saul, and spared his life. Because David knew that God's grace is greater than animosity toward one's enemies, as he sought to follow in the path of God's righteousness.
"You lead me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies."
But eventually, Saul fell in battle at the hand of the Philistines, and so also would David's dearest friend, Jonathan. David then was deeply grieved, and he cried out in deep lament,
"How the mighty have fallen!"
By God's grace, David soon became king of Judah and then king of the whole land of Israel as well. As David got older, he began to let others lead the armies into battle and against their enemies, and he would stay at home in his palace. It was then that David committed his most grievous sins. Walking on the rooftop of his house late in the day, David spied a beautiful young woman bathing in the courtyard below. Her name was Bathsheba, and she was the wife of one of the soldiers, Uriah. David sent for her, and she conceived a child. Uriah was one of David's army officers, and so David called him back from the battle to Jerusalem, hoping he would go home with his wife. But he wouldn't go home during the war. So David conceived a devious plan in order to cover up his sins of lust and adultery, as many people try to cover up or hide or excuse their sins today. And so David had Uriah carry the orders to the front lines of the battle, where he was killed in what was really an act of murder. Well, before long, David brought Bathsheba into his home as his own wife. It was then that the prophet Nathan came to David. Nathan told the king about a poor man in the kingdom who only had one little lamb, but a rich man wanting to throw a great feast for his guest, instead of taking a sheep from his own flock, took the only little lamb that this man had. David was livid when he heard of this injustice and said,
"That man deserves to die."
Nathan said to David, "You are the man." He proceeded to tell David how, despite the many blessings God had bestowed on him, he had sinned grievously against God. He told him how he had sinfully slept with Bathsheba and then had her husband killed, and now David's flagrant sins were exposed before his own eyes as he confessed,
"I have sinned against the Lord."
David humbled himself before the Lord and repented in the words of the psalm that he wrote,
"Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me."
David knew that God's steadfast love and mercy was not something he deserved. It was a gift of God's grace. And that grace comes through to us also in all of David's Psalms and throughout the Bible. For even as God continued to grace David with his steadfast love, so also God continues to shower on us his steadfast love and mercy all the days of our life.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Even though there would be hard consequences for David to bear because of his sin, he trusted the gracious healing and renewal of the Lord. Bathsheba would bear a son to David who would become his successor. And that son was named Solomon, which means peace. And it's a reminder of where all of our sorrows and fears end, in the peace of God. But it was a distant descendant of David, 1,000 years later, who would bring to our world and to our lives that peace which the world cannot give. Jesus, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, would bring true and lasting peace to us and to all who believe in him through his atoning sacrifice on the cross.
St. Paul writes, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace, in which we now stand."
Lent is a time for all of us, like David, to examine our hearts and lives. It means taking a good hard look at the countless sins we have committed. But it means above all to grasp in humble faith the amazing grace we have received and have experienced in Jesus Christ, who has blotted out all our transgressions, who creates in each one of us a clean heart and puts a new and right spirit within us, so that we may live a new and blessed life with him, our good shepherd and Savior, now and forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds secure in Christ Jesus our Savior, as we follow him all the days of our life, until that day when we will live with him forever. Amen.